Okay, so you've probably heard the part now where the Brits were over here campaigning for Her Highness. Wow, do we get a leak overnight about what Her Highness and the Brits are planning to do, specifically the party of Keir Starmer, who is now the Prime Minister of UK. He is a self-described avowed socialist, okay? A couple months back, they sent a person by the name of Morgan McSweeney to advise the Kamala Harris campaign. So you've got socialists advising Her Highness as she pretends to be MAGA. And that's interesting because British political operative Morgan McSweeney is not just the architect of the win by Keir Starmer. When McSweeney's not doing that, McSweeney runs the Center for Countering Digital Hate. It is the backbone of a world speech censorship government slash machine. Now do I have your attention? That's who's advising her. They're so comfy with Kamala that they sent a delegation to the DNC. They're so determined to elect her, they have 100 party strategists on the ground in the swing states, including in North Carolina. Okay, so we've known that. We've been talking about that for a week. What we didn't know is what Morgan McSweeney and the other wannabe authoritarian thugs at the Center for Countering Digital Hate have been up to. But now we know because somebody hopefully leaked that. At the top of their list, kill Musk's Twitter. That's what most of the headlines on our side today say. That's because nobody read to page 2 or 3. Or 12, those of you who use this show for show prep, go read the rest of it. Kill Musk's Twitter is only the beginning. What are their other action item lists on their to-do list? What is that? Progress towards change in the USA and the adoption of STAR. What's STAR? That is a speech censorship agency that they plan to launch should Her Highness be elected. See, that's a better headline. Unfortunately, our side reads like 3 lines and wants to get the hits and clicks and not do the work. Well, what is STAR? Well, it's basically the same as the Digital Services Act in Europe. The one that is identical to the Chinese Communist Party's method of operation. Either you let their censors into your social media or search engine like YouTube. YouTube's already agreed to this. Or we fine you 6% of your global revenues at first, and then we put a digital curtain down if you won't stop allowing free speech. In other words, the exact digital curtain that's around China. They want to do this here. In fact, their internal documents talk all about it, and they are working to get Her Highness elected. In fact, they've already had meetings with all of the Democrat politicians here, the main ones, the stakeholders. CCDH, Center for Countering Digital Hate, held meetings with federal legislators while pushing for, quote, change in the USA, unquote, toward a censorious proposal it calls the STAR framework, which would create an independent digital regulator that would impose consequences for harmful content. STAR's core concepts are very similar to Europe's just instituted Digital Services Act and Britain's even more stringent Online Safety Act. This is why the exact same people who are on the ground right now in North Carolina, these socialist Brits, the exact same ones who've lent their advisors to Her Highness's campaign are the same ones running this. They want to get her elected. That's why they're spending all that party cash to do it. Send 100 people over here, pay for their hotels, all of this. Because the prospect of the ungodly amount of power they'll have over Americans when it's all over is just too tantalizing. What kind of power are we talking about? Well, it says so right here. What are their goals? Trigger EU and UK regulatory action. What regulatory action? Oh, the extradition of Americans off our soil, onto their soil for trial. This is who's running Kamala's candidate, I should say advising Kamala's campaign. Because they're all in lockstep. So let me paint the timeline for you. They send over this Morgan McSweeney to advisor. They send over a delegation to the DNC. Then this happens. The top prosecutor in the UK explains that he has the right to extradite Americans for trial to the UK for speech violations on social media.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
Do you hear that pompous ass? There's nowhere to hide. What is he saying? He's talking about America. He was asked about, you mean you think you can extradite Americans? Oh yeah, I can. Why? Her Highness said so. They got this all figured out behind the scenes. It's in these papers. Now, what will get you extradited for trial to Europe? Hate speech. Racist speech. Well, we don't like racists. Well, of course we don't like racists, but what do we counter them with? Speech. What counts as racism over there? Criticizing immigration policy of the elites. Well, what if you're correct, though, in your criticism? Like, what if you're using actual stats? Doesn't matter. Still hate speech. You still go to prison. Here's Stephen Parkinson explaining what he intends to extradite and try Americans for, should Her Highness win.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media.
Great. Great. Okay, so what is this? This is the Disinformation Governance Board, Mary Poppins all over again. But it's scarier, because the first version of that was only American. This is world speech control. And Her Highness is smack in the middle of it. In fact, the people behind it are advising her campaign. They're advising her campaign. So they want to start by eliminating the only free speech bastion left out there of any import. And that is where, yes, I know Gab and Getter have some free speech. But I mean, those will be brushed aside so quickly. It's this, where it's at, where the debate is at in the world is Twitter. So they've already met with Democrats. They're all on board. They're advising Her Highness's campaign. She's on board. What did I tell you last week? I can tell by looking at this. There is no way the Brits, whose military defense we essentially pay for, are going to go threaten to extradite Americans for trial without getting permission first from Her Highness and Joe Biden. And it turns out they've been in lockstep the whole time.